3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. I've got Michael Buffer on my mind. Michael Buffer in this corner. And still, it's time.
Now, is he the brother or is he the other
guy? He's the brother. They're both richer than Jesus. They both have done it for a long time. And Michael Buffer ended up being more well-known than his brother, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
his
brother's
named
Bruce.
Bruce is
the MMA guy. Michael is the originator.
And they have a sister named Muff, don't they?
Wow.
Muff Buffer.
Wow, shock jockery right out of the gate.
It's only shocking if you take it. I mean, you know, Muffy is a nice name for a young lady.
Muffy.
Muffy.
I had a...
Animal House, right?
There's a Muffy in Animal House? Have you ever had known people for real that had the name? Muffy?
I've got some weird nicknames in my past, but Muffy is not among them.
What do you mean, for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've encountered some weird ones, but Muffy, I've never encountered.
It's a radio related. The owner of the station cluster that fired me after I quit, his wife was named Muffy. He's the guy that had the cases of Marlboro Lights and Maker's Mark in his garage by the bulk, like brought it in on trucks because that.
Well,
was his
I'm
thing.
I'm sure that wasn't from clients.
I don't know what it was from. Hi,
we
Neil.
Used to have a, we
probably
used
dead.
To have,
overwhelming odds that he's dead.
We that used to have a to neighbor be. In the 70s that would throw some. He was a government employee, and they'd throw some pretty rocking parties. And in their shed, behind their house, you know, like where you would normally put like a lawnmower or rope
right.
or an extension cord, would be cases of Smirnoff. Mm-hmm. He would just go to the liquor store and buy cases of Smirnoff and leave them in the shed. And then whenever they had a party, they would back out of their driveway, go straight into the ditch, and then they'd call my father to tow them out. And he hated
that is
it.
A serious commitment to booze when you've got like
when you're
extra.
Buying cases. Yeah,
I
yeah.
had at a point even when I moved down here, I bought an armoire that wasn't an armoire; it was a bar, one of those really
yes.
nice stand up bars that I still have. I don't touch it anymore. I went out for one margarita last night, and I feel like crapola today. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the margarita that I had last night was something that probably caused a dream to happen that was one of the weirdest and most disturbing I've ever had. It was just weird.
I thought you were going to say you thought your margarita was tainted, like someone was after you.
Right, tasted, someone drugged you.
It yeah. tasted great, but the over... Excuse me.
Did you get a floater?
You get a floater on that margarita?
God, I don't know what's wrong. All right, here, let me fix my soundboard. God damn. Put the ones you use up at the front, you dip. That's what I was going to say.
Organization.
Yes, exactly.
I pooped myself one time.
No, jelly roll, that's not necessary.
Very skinny jelly roll, yes.
The idea of this dream, I'm talking about it at the front of the show, and I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. I get a whole thing prepped, and then I never know what I'm going to lead with because it's just something that I do organically, and this has to be top of mind because I'm talking about it already.
You actually brought this up after we did our little prep meeting, and it occurred to you.
Yeah. I did. It was weird, you know?
Yeah. So did you have, you had a margarita. Was it at
one?
Was it from your place?
No, it had
Daria?
It had a name.
Or was it?
It had a name that I thought about you when I saw it.
Well, what was it?
It's The Local, but it is spelled like you would. It's spelled the way you would spell it.
With a K?
It's El Loco.
Oh,
it's El Loco. Local, not El Loco, not the crazy. It's The Local. It's El Loco.
Okay.
And
that means
our
the
neighbor.
Local?
Yeah. Is it next to the car wash?
El Car Wash.
No, it's not, but there is an El Car, and there, by the way, El Car Wash, I would love to see the statistics, but I believe they are, if not the most, one of the most successful car wash, and
well, they
grow car washes.
I'm wondering if they've expanded to bars.
What happens is, you know who owns the mall? They're all owned by the same person, L. McPherson.
L. McPherson, exactly. All right, I'll dive into it.
Okay.
I will dive into it. Last night, it had a flavor that would tell me it was a different kind of tequila. That's how, and we, by the way, our neighbor across the street.
The old El Cheapo?
I don't even know what it cost. I didn't price it. I don't think it was an El Cheapo. It was craft made, you know, where it's not a mix or anything. They use the real lime juice in there. And then the tequila had a different flavor property to it where.
Corn?
A nicely different flavor, but I knew I was drinking something different. That's the point I want to try to make.
When you took your first sip, and since this was from the local, do they offer floaters or was it just a margarita?
Didn't have a floater. No.
Okay. So
I'm not in need of quitting like you were, but I think that I don't nearly enjoy it like I used to.
You're not doing it enough.
No,
that's exactly what it is.
Or it's just back off and save the money.
But I don't know if it's the money either, but, you know, talking about the bar, there was a time down here when we moved to this house where I've got a fully stocked bar in there that's got very little tequila left. So, I mean, we've had some, but it's not every weekend like that.
That's after he left Manassas and gave me a literal Santa Claus sack full of booze.
Well, you don't
that
want to travel
I took
with
home.
All that.
No, you don't.
You don't want to travel with it.
And there. I mean, I would have. This is the guy. Rob knows this, Josh. This is my history. I'm the guy that owned a bar. I like to drink so much that I bought a bar, and bought a bar. And don't get me wrong,
I bought the company.
I loved it so much. I bought the company. I wanted it to be successful. But it was only after the fact that I realized it probably would have been more successful if I didn't have me and my friends drinking in it for free every night.
Yeah, you had a host of regulars. But you know what? You ran a fun place while it lasted.
What I say? What was it like going to a bar?
If they pay.
What's that?
Regulars are great if they pay.
Oh, most of them did, yeah. But I say to people, how was the bar business? I said, we had 5 years, three of them good. That's the absolute truth. First 3 years of the experience, couldn't be better. St. Patrick's Day, 6 a.m., opening the doors on St. Patrick's Day. Fantastic. Getting off the radio at afternoon drive and making my way to the bar with my name on it and taking a shower and then going in for round two of my evening and just hanging out. And then sometimes on the weekends, having such a great time, and even on the weeknights, that the party would spill back to my home after the bar closed.
Your screened-in porch, I should say.
Yes, the sun porch that had been used by the previous owner as a stack of lumber, as a lumber shed. Really?
That's dumb. That was a beautiful porch.
It was once we cleaned it up, it was spectacular. It was great place to hang out. So
did you have your own office at the bar?
We had an office. It was not. I would not call it mine. It would be the manager's office.
Not one for you to set up and sleep in.
No, not that big.
No leather couch. Space.
Leather couches eventually when we got the space next door.
Oh, I remember that. That's
in
you
the
had,
pool room.
Exactly. Yeah, that was fun. I like
the leather couches that got stolen twice.
Didn't you have a cardboard stand-up of the St. Pauli girl in that room?
We might have. I mean, at some point.
I remember it,
cardboard.
Yeah.
You know, the beer distributors give you a cardboard stand-up. When we were moving into the other room, moving pool tables, I went grudgingly. I've never liked pool, and I've never liked a pool table in a bar. I just don't. You know, that's the fancy lad in me. That's the little.
What about bumper pool?
No, I don't like any kind of pool.
How about darts?
Darts pool. That's old school kind of dirty bar crap that I wanted it to be I wanted to have a pub food atmosphere with a vibrant nightlife. That's what
I would
that
call
was
it
my vision.
An upscale Irish pub with a vibrant nightlife. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, probably overshoot the runway with the upscale a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's what you wanted.
But that nightlife.
The nightlife was, the bar would be, on the weekends of the first 3 years, the bar would come alive at about 10:30 at night. That's when it would really start popping.
Mike, you love the nightlife. You love to boogie on the disco round.
Round. Did you ever go radio to bar back to the radio station the next morning? Without a pass.
The only time I stayed up that late, I went from home. We were afternoon drive, so I could really. That would have been something insane if I went through the entire next day.
Oh, I agree.
I'm really the last time I checked. I'm not Peter O'Toole, so I.
But we could always tell by your voice. Your voice was always a good tell as to how late of a night you had when you came in the afternoon.
I got in trouble with the principal on the show when I came to this. When we were in Rockville, right? I came to Rockville and I had Denny Hamlin, the NASCAR driver, to my house after the bar closed.
As one does.
As one does. One, gets NASCAR drivers to come over. And he came to my house, and it was a late night. And it was a late night that where I was so banged up that even the 3 o'clock start time was questionable. And then I was finally called out on it, and I backed off from that quite a bit. Quite
that wasn't your. That was not your worst. I think the worst hangover I ever saw you have.
Mornings.
Well, you see, I wasn't with you then. And I know that as years go on, it seems like I was with you in mornings, but I wasn't. We were in New York City and you'd had a big night at, what was the name of your place in the hotel? Rizzo's?
Zeppi's
it was.
Yeah.
And you had a rough night. And the next day, for sort of a show experiment, we all met at a restaurant that only served peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you showed up the color of Wonder Bread.
Yeah, not
and
fun.
Choked down like one half a sip of a Diet Coke.
It was not and split. I think I left on my own.
You got your eyes were glassy and staring elsewhere.
Fun. Yeah. It was not fun. So the long and short of this is that I just and also I think that when you get older, if you maintain that lifestyle, it'll kill you quick. So you really don't want to. You just don't want to do that.
Like age 25 or 30, you stop being able to bounce back.
Yeah,
it's really an issue. It is.
So having one, but I certainly didn't think that having one
like little
my parents did, like late in life. That's they'd have that would affect me. But I can't think of any other outlier. Well, there are two things that happened. I came back from the Mexican joint, and it was very nice. We liked it. We'd go again. That's the measure.
Oh, right? You dined there as well. I thought you just went for a drink.
Yeah, we had a drink and a dinner. And, and so it was in the I was up at 1:30 and took about 20 minutes to get back to sleep. And then once I went back to sleep, I had this dream. And I think I've had this dream before. And
Can I ask, hold on, what caused you to wake up at one?
We have to play this, if we're going to do it. Here we go. Play that, please. Hello. Come on. Play it. Thank you. This was my dream.
If I may ask, when you woke up at 1, was it because of acid reflux? Did you have to pee? Or do you think it is when your body finally filtered out the rest of the alcohol and you sort of wake up because of that?
I woke up because of either the effects of the drink and food that I normally don't eat during the week. I eat pretty clean, believe it or not. So it was a little combo of everything. But when I went back to sleep, obviously what was ever in my system was in my system. Because when I got up in the morning, I had, a little reflux. Because I just don't eat like that. And then I'd eaten badly because I had, you know what? I'm beginning, it's all coming together now. That drink was a killer. If I'd had two of them, I would be yippity-yippity. That's how bad. And then
I hate when you're yippity-yippity.
It would have been over the top. It would have been over. Sometimes I'll admit it. I'm dragging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get it. That's just the way it is. Sometimes it happens. But the dream itself was more vivid, and it was more... how shall I say, disturbing than the other ones. I take you to the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club.
You familiar with it, Josh?
I am not.
It's in Lake Manassas, Virginia.
It is not in Lake Manassas, Mike.
Well, it's in Gainesville, Virginia.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's not in the middle of the lake, but it's called Lake Manassas is where the town is.
Yeah, but it is a hoity-toity type club that I think would probably prefer to be known as.
Yeah, well, no, Lake Manassas is a different entity than Manassas itself, than Manassas, than Devil Town.
Yeah, this Lake picture Manassas on their website does not look like Manassas.
No, this is outside of Manassas. And I used to be a member there. big, big hoity-toity first time I'd ever been a member at a hoity-toity joint. So this is how it works, best of my recollection. I'm in a pro tournament, and I don't think it's a pro-am. I think my golf game has gotten to a certain level, so I guess the dream puts me to being a younger person. And I remember arriving, and I haven't been there in a while, and they've made changes. And I get hopelessly lost, like really badly lost, getting to the first tee. And, of course, there's a deadline where you have to be there at a certain time, or they're going to penalize you or maybe disqualify you. So I'm running, running, and then it was hole after hole after hole. There was one particular hole where I put the tee in the ground and it was the wrong set of tee boxes, and they said, no, up here, and he pointed to a door. And they were tee boxes in front of a square open wooden door that I had to hit through.
This is like Pee-wee's Big Adventure dream.
Yeah, and then there was another tee box where I didn't have any tees in my pocket, so I was late, and I remember the guy up on the tee box going, come on, we have to go,
Yeah.
And then getting up there, not having tees, and looking in front of me to see if there were any, and on my hands and knees, looking if there were any broken tees that I could put in the ground, and then, hitting it terribly after that. And it went on and on. But the most important thing was not being able to find it.
I think that is a common of when you get lost in something you're familiar with. Like you're put in something that you're intimately familiar with, a house that you grew up in.
Yes.
Or something like that. Carrie always dreams about houses she grew up in. But the added horror is not knowing your way around. If I can analyze it, I think that's a lack of control dream, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And it is the way I feel right now with everything going on, this car. That's kind of where I am. And by the way,
the car wasn't in the dream, was it?
No, the car had nothing. But I think the car is probably where I feel the most lack of control. And, it's interesting for a car that is valued what it is, how the Predators got on the horn yesterday as soon as I valued it and put a phone number in there. How they started saying, oh, we'll buy it.
Once you go to the Kelly Blue Book.
Yeah. Once you go to the Kelly Blue Book, they descend. And I realized after, well, I might as well take a look at this mileage and year and see what they get. Well, now I know.
By the way, Josh, how much money does your wife make from her Blue Book?
The Kelly Blue Book.
Not enough.
The Kelly Blue Book. She was pricing cars all over the place.
Mm-hmm. So I got probably 10 or 11 phone calls on the car, which tells me.
You don't want that.
Well, no, I mean, it just tells me, though, there's interest because whatever the problem is with the car, like if you want to fix the place where she hit the drugstore, you tidy that up.
Just the ball, not the drugstore.
By the way, that is a minor, minor, minor. It's ugly. And it's red,
yes,
but it's minor, 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 to the point where at some point I will be going out to see if I can buff it out myself with some solvent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it's a winning story. It's the best story to happen to that car.
This is true.
It's better than going into a ditch.
But it's not a winning story if I'm trying to sell it, right?
No.
That I've got a bride, and by the car's in her name, so she might do it eventually.
Yeah, it's not like a television that has one of Elvis's bullets in it, where an error actually increases the value. This is actually a diminishment. Yeah,
precisely. Mm-hmm. So we will see what happens. It's a journey, and in the meantime,
How did the dream end?
It just kind of went away. I just woke up.
Glorious 5.6.
I think the alarm woke me up at 6 a.m.
Okay.
And this is on the heels of also not being in control, where I wanted to get a line of credit, home equity loan, and I realized that in June this past summer we were late on a payment, and that eliminates your ability to get a loan until the following June.
You will not have money. You will not have loans.
And I owe more money on that car than it's worth. So it's just life is really
the dream
good
analysis.
Right now.
The dream analysis software says that it is because you feel that you're being rushed to make a decision that you're not ready to make yet.
That's so true. That's so true. Because of the leak.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just a drag. It's just, the one thing that's consistent is that, you know, we've had this, it's all related. It's all tied into one thing. You know, right. you want to maintain your savings, doing the best you can. You want to take advantage of these rates, and you want to eliminate some credit card, and you want to get rid of this car. And it's just all kind of come home to roost. And what I want to do is obviously get the most money I can for this car.
Sure.
And I think that they fix everything on the car when they get it, and then they, you know, fix it for a certain amount of money and then sell it for a significant amount more money. And that's how they make their money. That's why they all want it.
This is a dealer. It's a dealer's dream. They just need to get it looking and running okay and then find another rube.
Yes.
And then it's not their problem anymore.
Yeah. And if you buy it, you're a rube because the reliability is not there. And the other thing out of control is even though it's not anything that's a big deal, they got a gazillion kids that have gone out for this school team my kid is trying out for, and they've got a lot of seventh and eighth graders, and he's a sixth grader, and there's probably not a good likelihood that he's going to make the team, but they're adding like a JV middle school so that the kids can get practice and play some games. So I think that's very
excellent.
Cool that they did
that's
that.
Excellent.
But we are mentally obviously it would be more fun if he made the team for him, but his head's in the right place with that. But it's still, for us, a lack of control and, you know, not really knowing what the future holds. So there's a lot.
Ask you another question about
these
dreams?
Problems are nothing compared to the problems some people have. I get that. I understand that. Yes.
But, you know, you're always dealing with your own problems, and if they're your problems, they're in the front of your mind. That's
you
like
are too.
Human nature.
Lord knows you are, Rob. That's for sure.
But
by the way, I'm going to make a programming note because I'm going to tell the reader. We're not going to be having a bonus show tomorrow. Rob is heading back down to Miami. His dad is not doing that well, and he's got to be there for his father's wife, Kathy. For those of you that know that, wish Rob well because Rob's going through a tough time. We appreciate you being here today.
I thank you for shifting a little for me.
I've lived it, and it's I'm there for you. So just
I appreciate
it's
scary.
Is not,
it's mostly scary right now. And folks, anytime you can cross your fingers or, you know, have a good thought for my pop, that would be great.
It's the circle of life. It's going to, you know, as my my cousin Johnny said at my mom's service. Well, that's it. We're in the on deck circle now. I will never forget that line. It's the funniest thing I ever heard. Very, very funny.
And I want people to know it's not a death sentence from my father. It's just a complicated situation right now that we need to work out. And doctors need to figure out what to treat in order to make him better. And Kathy is at the end of her rope. I love her so much.
And you She's always been there knew for the him. Possibility was there that this would be the case, but it still doesn't make it any better. Right?
No, not at all. Let me ask you a question about dreams. And thank you for saying that. I'm not trying to diminish it. Are you the kind of person that doesn't always remember your dreams? What is your dream retention rate? Because when I wake up, sometimes I remember them, and there are times that I physically feel myself forgetting them. Like if I have a dream, I get up and I'll say, let's say, I had a weird dream about Josh and Mike and me and then it's gone. Like I know that I remembered it, but then it's gone.
Let me offer this on this particular subject. I think dreams, like many things, are used in Hollywood to such an extent where we are duped into thinking we really do have these detailed dreams when I don't think we do. I think it's just it's a bunch of pictures that we kind of cobble together. Some we remember better than others, you know?
I've heard from more than one source, but one guy I really respect, who was a pretty important sleep expert that I engineered a podcast with. And he explained dreaming as this, and it makes great sense to me. When you go into REM sleep, when your body is in that ultimate deep sleep,
when
dreams
you're just about to wake up
because,
normally, right? When you're
exactly.
When you're close
the last part
to the
of your
end
death.
Of your sleep cycle.
Mm-hmm. That a dream happens when the sort of random access memory, the stuff, the operating memories in your brain start filing memories into storage. Like it goes from, you know, recent memories to long-term memories and it files. And because your brain works sort of like a computer, it has stuff it recalls and stuff it sort of puts on the back burner. When you have a weird dream, it's because your brain misfires and puts the file in the wrong place. But I also think that if you are in a situation right now where you've got these stressors going on and your body is trying to refile these memories, it's going to have, each one is going to be tagged with a certain amount of stress. And I think that probably is what drives people to have the dreams that can be analyzed. But normally it's just your brain shifting data around. And that's why dreams can be just really vanilla and
plain. Do you remember dreams, crazy. Josh Soroka?
I'm in the Rob camp where I remember it when I first wake up. But if I try to think about it an hour later, then I've forgotten it. And I know that's why people do the notebooks by the bedside where you're supposed to wake up and write down your dream before you forget it.
People have talked
Would you
about
like me to send you a yellow pad?
No, I've got plenty.
Yeah, Josh hates my yellow pad. For example, Paul dreamed the song yesterday. He woke up and wrote it down because he was afraid he'd forget it. And he went around telling people, what is this song? What is this song that I dreamed?
That's a drug dream.
Maybe. Well, you know what? It's the most recorded song of all time. So if that's a drug dream, give me them drugs.
That is a lie.
No, I buy that
one,
actually.
Paul was just trying to sell records.
Yeah, he didn't. He may have dreamt. He thought he was like you and how you come up with your best ideas right before you're about to pass out.
That's true. And I don't pass out anymore. I used to. But right before I fall asleep, Mike, that's... You can watch him write that in the Beatles documentary. It's pretty cool. He actually writes it on camera. But
I'll watch that this weekend.
What? You will not watch it this weekend.
No, I won't.
Here are things that Mike will do this weekend. Number one, not watch Get Back on the Disney Channel. You will not do that.
I think that there's a lot going on in a lot of lives. And, you know, somebody said to me, when you're out in traffic, and this is good advice for me, especially me on this show, and good advice for everybody, when you're out there, you just never know. You never know what somebody's going through. You really, really never know. And that's why, for example, the guy that was driving the $150,000 pickup truck, you know, the I Am a Tough Guy pickup truck with the power washing trailer.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, what's wrong with this picture? And the guy, this truck, let me tell you what this truck had. I look in my rearview mirror and I see it's a dually, first of all. So it's a big, big engine.
That's a big truck.
With the double wheels on it. And it's got this little trailer with a power washing unit on it. And I was like, going, that's interesting. And then on the side, it's got, you know, something, something power washing. And then it had the grill that really almost looks like the face of a predator.
A villain.
Like
exactly.
Teeth. And then it had the spikes that come out, the little sharp spikes that come out of the hubcap, but they were white. So it matched the rest of the truck. This guy had either a very small penis or had a big old chip on his shoulder.
Do you think the little power washer on the back paid for that truck? Or do you think the business has just started and a nice business loan has paid for that truck?
It's that, because I've known people that have owned power washing businesses in the past. We've worked with one, Mike. But one guy in particular on the Eastern Shore that I know, he had a business called Shore Wash. S-H-O-R-E. Good pun. And he was maybe the most high-functioning moron I've ever met in my entire life. And it was him and his power washer. And he had a fancy truck, too. And when you called him, he never picked up the phone. And this is what you got. Thank you for calling Shore Wash. All of our operators are busy right now. It's one guy with a power washer. And so I have to think that
operators are busy right now. So funny. He's a lie. And it's a bad lie, too, if you know anything
about
the business.
It's a huge bad lie. So I have to wonder if maybe it was more of a hobby. You know, his washing. He'd already made a lot of money.
Have you ever pretended to be somebody else on the phone, not just busting balls like you do, but trying to make you sound more important than you are? Have you ever done that?
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Yeah.
When I was an intern for you 30 years ago, every call began with, "I'm executive producer Rob Spiewak."
Right.
I was 22. My ears were wet, and I would always. And the thing about a title is, people love to hand out titles because they don't cost anything, and especially if you're just using them on the phone. We have one listener, and I can't think of his name right now. He knows who he is. Some of his ID are labeled Senator. His name. He's not a senator.
Right.
But Like when he checks into an airplane, he gets preferred treatment and all that stuff. He never says he's a senator. He just has senator as part of his identification. And he does this on everything.
Now, when you say he has senator as part of his identification, like his legal identification?
I think when he signs in to airplanes, you know, it asks for like your first, middle, and last, and then if you have a title, Mr.
A
or
suffix.
Mrs. Yeah. No, this would be a prefix.
A prefix.
Yeah. So he's not okay. Mr. or Mrs. He types in senator.
I think it's
brilliant.
But I don't know if that would really work. I think he's maybe... giving you a line there, if he's doing
it. Well, he was pretty devout about it.
Because that itself might be a ruse. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I do? I go wherever I'm going to be in an airport,
well,
I mention that I'm a United States senator.
He mailed something to the show, and he had a pre-printed address label that said senator on it. So he's taking it to the next level, if that is indeed his ruse.
I use two names. I use senator and my last one, Blutarsky. That's an old reference, probably
0.
Too old for many
0.
Of our listeners now. So very, so sad. So very, very sad.
Very sad, but, yes.
Before we move forward.
Have you ever improved your name to try to advance something?
I'm a voice person, so yeah. I've done a lot of ball busting with a different name. I'm very aware when I talk to call centers that drive me insane right now, most recently
right.
being with a roadside assistance program that originated out of Bangladesh and was just absolutely maddening. I mean, drove me insane. And then I found out at the dealership that this same roadside assistance they all know it sucks. And it was just unbelievably maddening. But I'm very... very, very much aware of woke culture when it comes to even being on the phone with, because they always say this conversation may be recorded. I think
right.
that's the main reason they do that is so that they prevent somebody from doing something abusive or, you know, faking them out or something like that.
I always love replying with, oh, that's cool. I'm recording it too.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, this is a fantasy I've always had. This is so stupid. This shows you just how attention starved I am.
Does this also have to do with golf tees?
I had a fun idea that it would be fun to walk through an airport with a camera crew filming me.
Maybe I'll try that today.
Do you remember, were you on any of the flights where we were greeted at the airport by listeners?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Early
you
on.
Know how that
was
feels.
Pre-9/11 when people
it feels
could get
fun.
In. Yeah.
It feels
it was
pretty
great.
Cool
yeah. And also occasionally, if you ever have someone with your name on a sign, it's yeah. awesome.
I
it's
think
really
it is a
awesome.
Direct correlation to intelligence as to how far somebody goes with that. I think the dumber you are, the further you take it. Now,
yeah.
I'm eliminating the mastermind grifter carny guys that do this to make a living. I'm talking
yeah.
about people that just want glory, like
yeah.
Stolen Valor.
Yeah.
You haven't seen yes. many of those Stolen Valor guys that aren't real idiots.
True.
Real idiots. I mean, dumb at a different level. And the same thing where people will pretend they have security, but it's like their next door neighbor. And they're
right.
opening a door for somebody and standing there with a big...
personal you know. Assistant.
Doesn't every guy at some point fantasize about being that guy that stands next to the car with sunglasses and he's analyzing the crowd because he's going to protect somebody?
Josh, how do you think I got to work with Mike? That was my job.
Yeah, the glasses.
Yeah. The glasses.
God
yeah.
help me if there was really a problem. And there was only one.
Don't hurt me.
There was one when we did the morning show. We parked outside. We didn't have a parking garage. And I got there to the station at about 5:15 in the morning, and it was dark out. And I looked up in the upper level of the parking lot, which was 10 feet away from the lower level. And there was the glow of a guy smoking a cigarette and looking right at me. That's the only
so
time.
So scary.
Now, on the phone. Everything online, everything. But I'm just talking about the personal,
yeah.
the personal space issue was
yeah.
was that. But other
yeah.
than that, not a big deal. But I think we're all.
When is the most?
All, yes.
Well, I was going to say, when is the time in your? You've had a long and storied career. When is the time? You is that the time you felt most violated? like your personal space.
I didn't
space
feel violated. I felt scared. I felt somebody was trying
scared,
to
yeah.
F with us that we'd pissed off. We pissed everybody off every day. So, I mean, there was somebody that was going to have a problem with it. You know, I was freaked by that.
But that guy was standing there waiting for Liddy, not for you.
The guy that wanted to talk to Liddy had a head wound and a handgun. I'll
Mike,
never forget
that. I'll never forget it. When he was sitting there, his head wound was bleeding, Josh. It was like a cartoon bandage around his head. I mean, the only thing that could have been more ridiculous is if he had had a toothache and bunny ear bandage on his head.
Yeah.
And they would always just say, sit down.
Right after Gordon was on the air, and Gordon Liddy was on the air. So this was right after he got off the air. So I was going down to take a wee-wee, and there he was. And I had to come back through that lobby.
It was not a wee-wee, Mike.
It was not a number two. It was not. Those would be happen before the show. That's the way those would go down. Before we get too deep into things, I do want to share that I did finish the Sydney Sweeney movie. Josh Soroka, I will not give spoiler alerts because it's just out in theaters, and it's also
called
new online. It's called The Housemaid.
Housemaid with
Sydney Sweeney, who now, after really getting Sweeneyized in the movie,
yes,
I have to say that the magnetism is there. That's why people are fascinated with her. She has a sexual magnetism that is undoubtable. You look at her and it's hard to take your eyes off her. She also, in my humble opinion, has a weirdness to her that many actresses have. That makes you fascinated.
Now, some people people are drawn to weirdness. I think she would be more attractive.
Look at some of my wives.
It's just some of them.
Josh, you know when Josh is really helpful? Josh is really helpful when he doesn't say anything, but he looks at the camera like this and goes, well. Man, I'd sue him for that.
There was nothing to say.
I know. But there was something to look.
Sydney Sweeney would do better as a photographed model because she's got a very interesting look and she's lovely. But when she starts talking or being in character in one of her movies, she comes off as weird. And to me, she seems sloppy and lazy. And that puts me off.
You know what?
Don't you see it a little?
This is one of those times you might be on team Carla. I have to say that. Yes.
Rob just likes the Gene commercials.
Right.
I don't like them that much. I don't like commercials at all. Are you kidding?
This movie,
I mean, look at her. When she looks at the camera, her eyes have a look that say, I don't care about you. I don't care about anything. I don't care. I don't care. I was in Euphoria.
Josh, how many faux hawks do you give it?
10 being the best. Yeah.
I thought it's a 5 scale when we do movies.
If it's a 5 scale, it's like a 3.
Yeah.
4. It was decent.
I watched
it's a good thriller.
Oh God, I'm so embarrassed. I watched it
alone.
I watched it alone after the show yesterday, and then I watched it again with Carla, but I did tell her that I'd already watched it. So I have watched it.
Did you rewind
twice.
It? I know that you
yes, I rewound
when you stopped
it to the sex
you were
scene.
Yes. I thought so. Yeah. Well, you didn't want to pick up the movie.
It was okay. It wasn't any big deal.
Between chapters.
Did
she look at someone and say, I don't care. I don't love you.
Well, she was the only time I really paid attention was when she was being filmed from the side.
Yes, of course.
Sorry.
Yeah,
if you film Sydney Sweeney from the side, let me just say, Mike, you're not going to be disappointed.
Talk about profiles and courage.
Mike didn't notice the eyes.
Yeah,
I really didn't.
Are they do they actually film her eyes in the movie?
Rob, are you going to watch this movie, by the way? Are you going to watch this?
I've been waiting to go to Miami and watch it with my stepmother.
Watch it on your phone.
No, I will see it. I'll see it. It's not a freebie yet, is it? You have to pay for it?
You got to still pay for it. Josh actually went to a theater to see it. It's got the problem with it.
Josh rented a car and went to the theater.
By himself. He went to the Shirley Duke Theater. Watch it. That's where they used to show the dirty movies. Josh, it's got one of those guys, one of those matinee Lifetime movie guys in it that plays the heavy that is just so hard to take. But you're supposed to hate him, so I guess it's okay. Right?
And it's got and it's got enough little twists to keep you going.
It does.
Throughout it.
It does. That's where it gets the third star.
Like the twist of a
Josh
body or the twist of a plot?
I match Josh's faux hawks with my thumbs. So that's three of us giving it. It's got plot twists.
And
okay.
Yeah. And there's like seven books apparently. So look for sequel, sequel, sequel.
Oh, it is.
And speaking of Micah, speaking of the heavies, you know, Carrie hasn't gone to school to teach in, I think, a month and a half now.
Because
of the winter weather.
Sure.
It's going, we had 2 days where it was 33 degrees and everyone thought it was like tropical. But because of that, the upstairs TV is really getting a workout in the family room. And she still takes her soap operas. And I think it's The Young and the Restless or The Bold and the Beautiful.
Great
or some
show, The Young and the Restless.
Something on CBS. And you know who's on this show is the Liberty Bibberty guy. The commercial guy that appears real stupid.
Is he a slicky boy on the show?
But on the show, we're supposed to buy him as like an intelligent, high-functioning male. And I see him, and all I think of is him saying, Liberty Bibberty. And I think he plays stupid better than he plays smart.
Well, sometimes it's typecasting. That's the way that goes. You never know. You never know.
This episode is sponsored by Kalshi, the largest prediction market in the United States. Kalshi lets you trade on real-world events, peer-to-peer, instead of playing against a sports book. Kalshi is available across the country, including California and Texas, and it's a really fun way to put your predictions to the test. So here's how it works. You buy a yes contract if you think something will happen, or a no contract if you think it won't. So if you've got an opinion this weekend, like will the Seahawks win the big game this year, you can choose yes or no and trade on it. And you're trading with other users similar to buying and selling stocks. You can jump in and out of your position at any time to lock in a profit or cut your losses. Kalshi also offers combo trades where you can connect multiple predictions across different events to increase your potential payout. In short, Kalshi is where you put your money to where your prediction is. So download the Kalshi app and use the promo code SB60. When you deposit $10 and make a trade, you get your $10 back. That's promo code SB60 on Kalshi.
C'est la vie, said the Ova. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you that a well-built wardrobe is about wonderful pieces all coming together. Pieces that work together and hold up over time. That's what Quince does best. And, you know, if you're like me, I'm a simple guy that has simple pleasures, and I love really good socks, and Quince has the best I've ever had. Premium materials, thoughtful design, everyday staples that are easy to wear and easy to rely on. That's important, too. Even as the weather shifts, Quince has the everyday essentials that I love. I love it. Quality that lasts. Organic cotton sweaters, polos for every occasion. Lighter jackets that keep you warm in the changing seasons. The list goes on and on. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middleman. So you're not paying for brand markup, just quality clothing. Everything is built to hold up after daily wear and still look good season after season. Plus, they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. My new cashmere sweater, ridiculously good. You're going to love it, too. So wonderfully soft. It's great. Listen to what I want you to do. You go to quince.com/TMOS for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/TMOS. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TMOS. We got a bit of a bummer story to start you with today, because this Savannah Guthrie thing, we have a lot of fun talking about her, but not today. This is sad.
Yeah.
Yesterday, she pleaded for her mother's safe return. In a video, she and her siblings responded to reports of the alleged ransom notes, urging her possible captors to provide proof that their mother is alive, and said, "We are ready to listen." This is a real, like, almost TV-style kidnapping thing, you know?
I have the video here, and I know I've been called a monster, and I know I've been said, it's often I hear, "Rob, you're the worst." All I want to say is this is a sad story, but if you watch this video, it looks like Savannah's brothers hate her. That's all I'm going to say.
No, you can't do it. You can't do it. You're going through a tough time yourself. You can't. She's pleading for her mother's life.
Maybe I'm lashing out.
You got to say that after the video.
Okay, well,
somebody said, why is Mike's level so much lower than the other two guys? How's this? Is that better?
I don't think you were low.
Okay. No, you're fine. All right. Here's the video that Savannah released yesterday.
On behalf of our family, We want to thank all of you for the prayers for our beloved mom, Nancy. We feel them, and we continue to believe that she feels them too. Our mom is a kind, faithful, loyal, fiercely loving woman of goodness and light. She is funny, spunky, and clever. She has grandchildren that adore her and crowd around her and cover her with kisses. She loves fun and adventure. She is a devoted friend. She is full of kindness and knowledge. Talk to her and you'll see.
And it goes on. It's about two minutes longer than that.
I'm with Rob here. Are we sure those three weren't kidnapped?
It does look like a hostage video.
Guys, and
I want to apologize.
They're going through a horrible time. Come on.
In retrospect, I want to apologize. It's not her brothers. It's her brother and her sister. I misspoke.
There's still no suspects. Investigators believe Nancy Guthrie was taken from her home against her will, but there are no suspects yet. The sheriff's department said yesterday that they are warning that sharing unverified accusations or false information is irresponsible. The search for the 84-year-old has entered a fifth day, further raising fears for her safety. Savannah Guthrie said her mother lives in constant pain and needs her prescription medication to survive. So
5 days is a long time. It's an eternity for something weird. Like this.
It's just weird because of the age. It's like, wow.
Also like being famous.
Thanks
adjacent,
for that. That was articulate. You know? It's like, wow, man. Yeah. Who am I, Theo Vaughn? Really?
It is weird to me because Savannah Guthrie is sort of a big deal in the news world. She's not a major star like Sydney Sweeney, but she's a big deal. But this is someone that is adjacent to someone who's sort of a big star. And it's just, I got to know what the backstory is. And I hope the backstory ultimately, well, I hope she comes back safely. But I want to know what the backstory is because it doesn't seem random to me, you know? It seems very planned.
And CNN says people are complicating the search by sending in AI. And fake stuff.
Oh my God! Really?
Everyone to try to yes.
Oh,
we are. We
because people are the worst.
Strange people. We are. We've gone. We've lost our way. We have lost our way. Consumer Reports did a deep dive to find the cheapest and priciest grocery stores in America. Now, these aren't in my area. The expensive one. The expensive ones. Some of them are, but none of
Publix.
The Publix wasn't on the list. They did a deep dive. They found the cheapest, the priciest. Both ends of this list make sense. I don't know. Sounds maybe West Coasty. They looked at 35 different chains and actually had people go pull prices directly off the shelves. They used what you'd pay if you had a loyalty card with discounts. And after all that work, they found that the cheapest place in America to get groceries, Rob Spiewak, raise the flag, hallelujah, glory be, it is Costco.
That makes sense. I think it does make sense.
For all the stores to how much you'd pay at Walmart, the largest grocery chain in the U.S., you'll pay an average of 21.4% less at Costco. Then it's BJ's Wholesale. That's a close second. The five cheapest stores.
What they're not taking into account, though, is, I mean, they're obviously going by unit pricing. And, you know, if you can buy five bottles of ketchup as opposed to one bottle of ketchup, it's going to be cheaper item-wise. So I would say that almost BJ's and Costco, I don't think they belong in this list because it's a different business plan.
And very disappointing that Sam's Club is not in that list.
I'm surprised at that because that's maybe it's just not as big a deal. Costco, BJ's, 21.4% less than Walmart at Costco, 21% even at BJ's. Lidl, the German one?
Yeah.
I got both of them
Lidl.
Wrong.
We have one of those in Sterling. We have one. No, Ashburn, we have a Lidl.
9% less than Walmart. Aldi, 8%. And Winco, same. 3% less.
I'm guessing Winco is the parent company of Winn-Dixie.
No.
No, not at all?
No.
Well, I've never heard of Winco then.
The priciest major supermarket is Whole Foods. Stuff there costs an average of 40% more than Walmart. 40%! My God.
Mike and my family, we call it whole paycheck. Am I right? Because it's so expensive.
The rest of the expensive ones? Well, I've seen this one up in Maine, Shaw's, El Rancho.
That's for that means the ranch.
The ranch. Jewel, Osco, and Mariano's. Never heard of that one.
Hey, we got it at cheaper prices here.
It's probably that place that's got the $20 strawberries we had a few months ago.
Oh, those delicious strawberries that were really not that delicious.
Oh,
that
Josh, have you seen at your Costco the Chinese New Year grapes?
No.
They're
Do I need
huge.
To go today?
Yeah, you better, because they're really expensive, but they're about the size of golf balls. They're so big that, you know, a lot of times I will sample a grape before I buy it. I couldn't, because it would leave a hole in the presentation.
Sample a grape before
you're not one of these people that eats the produce in the grocery store.
No, because grapes
How do you sample a grape?
I open the box and I take a grape and I eat it. And if it's acceptable, I buy that box. And if not, I put it back. I'm not going to come home with four pounds of Costco grapes that are gross.
No, you can't slick that. No. Well,
you can't.
No, you make it sound like the way you do it is somehow proper.
Like, that bag's not good. Let me grab the next one.
Well, no. I'm talking about the varieties of the grapes.
With my little dick beaters all over the grapes.
No.
Mike, my little dick beaters only eat the grape that they touch. So, but if you get like
a... It doesn't matter. There's one less grape. And by the way, I went into the Mart of Wall, and I saw a guy literally casually walk by the grapes and take a handful.
Okay, I don't do that. Like, and this is an audition to whether I'm going to buy them.
I do the same thing with ice cream sandwiches.
Okay, good, Josh.
Got to see which one to buy.
You're being silly now.
No,
I do the same thing with
produce.
Steaks.
It's the same thing.
Nah, I do it. And I don't think one grape is going to bother. If everyone in Costco took a grape, I don't think it's going to bother the bottom line at Costco.
And I'm not going home
with four grapes that are soggy.
If
you know?
Everyone at Costco took a grape, the grapes would all taste like E. coli. That's what would happen.
And that's what I'm looking for when I taste them, Mike. If there's even a trace of E. coli, I don't buy them.
Poopy.
No, because sometimes if grapes are older, particularly green grapes, they won't have the crisp.
You're going to tell us how grapes are bad, but I mean, yeah. All right, you're stealing produce.
Well, they steal my money. How about that?
Do you do it? Any other produce? You have to check the carrots.
I don't check carrots. I check pineapples.
By touching the bottom?
No, just by biting into them.
I thought you touched the bottom to see if it's soft.
No, a pineapple.
With your wiener.
The pineapple you smell. I think pineapples and cantaloupes, you can determine the ripeness by smelling them.
I come up to the tomatoes and startle them. I don't know what I'm saying. New measures are in place for the Winter Olympics after a crouch enlarging scandal.
Crouch?
Nice beaver.
Crotch.
I believe it was a swimmer at the last Olympics. Got a lot of attention because of his swimsuit.
This is a new measure. Crotch enlarging scandals have rocked the ski jumping world. The 2025 World Championship, no exception. The Norwegian team, those Norwegians, they got caught adding extra fabric to the suits worn by their top two male athletes. Doing this creates more surface area so the athletes can catch more air, glide longer and farther, and add several more feet to each jump. So to prevent any cheating at the Olympics, each athlete will have tamper-proof microchips in their suit. Put it in the suit. And 3D scanning technology will be used to measure the space between their legs.
Well, see, this is the opposite. They're trying to get rid of anything that's going to cause wind restrictions.
This one is they want to float more, so they want to have more wind restriction.
Did they put any extra fabric on Sydney Sweeney and the housemaid?
No, but her panties were filled with grapes.
Did she pay for them?
There have been reports of athletes employing other methods to increase their crotch size, though, like injecting hyaluronic acid.
Hey, Mike, you got to be careful with your hydraulics.
My mouth is not working.
No more margaritas for you.
Hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic.
Okay.
Yes. Hyaluronic acid into their genitals. Ew.
Well, I mean, whatever gets you off.
Or filling their pants.
In my pants
with modeling clay.
Gross. Now that's gross.
People will do anything to cheat.
Yeah. Exactly. Talk about Play-Doh.
I know. go steal a grape. That's the way it really goes.
You've never taken a grape?
From a grocery store? No, I've never taken anything.
God bless you. That really is a high moral code. Maybe it is a flaw that I have.
Mock me for my honesty, Rob. Mock me.
I'm not mocking you. I think that most people will have done it. I'm saying that puts you above them.
No, okay. I look down on the people I see do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Josh, that's because you're religious.
You've got that wrist. He's got the list, Mike.
Thou shalt not steal.
And you know, Josh, you know. Yeah. And, you know, he's going through a tough time, so I'm going easy on him today. But I will say this. You know it's not just one. Never just one.
No, you see, why would you do that? You're making a false assumption that is not true. And, Mike, even when my family is in perfect health, I still take one grape. But now I don't think any jury would convict me.
A bunch of honey. Oh, I need my thing. Sorry. I'll stop right now.
This banana is too ripe.
A bunch of honey. You're going to like this one. Honey. Why does it seem like it's related? But it is. Well, it's not. It's just. All right, here we go. A bunch of honey just got recalled after the FDA found an ingredient meant for treating erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
It's made by a Virginia company. They're called Acarco. They claim it's specially formulated honey that gives you more energy.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I'm not sure the details on this story, other than the FDA tested samples and found a drug called tadalafil. I pronounced that one correctly.
Yes.
I pronounce all the ones that I take.
Sildenafil.
It's the active ingredient in Cialis. Side effects include dizziness, headaches, and blood pressure spikes.
Yeah. Have you ever had honey sit on the shelf too long and it gets hard?
I had maple syrup that I did not refrigerate.
Crystallized?
And it got gross.
Yeah. Really honey gross. Is the one thing, the one food that will not spoil. Because
but it'll crystallize.
It will crystallize, and then you can dip it in boiling water and rejuvenate it. Even like stuff from Egyptian times. We keep, you know it's really good. Have you ever had hot honey? Honey?
Oh, have I ever? There was a girl at American University.
No, it's not what I mean, Mike. Oh, hot honey is a spicy honey that on fried chicken is amazing.
Really?
So good. Yeah.
You should find that when you're done. I bet you can find that down in Miami.
I have some in my pantry right now. Mike, it's in my larder right now.
Now, listen, this particular honey, you won't confuse it with a normal jar. It looks more like a medicine bottle, and it says energy support on the front. All the bottles being recalled have an expiration date of October 2028. They were sold through the company's website, but also through sales at sites like Amazon. So beware.
And it's also resulted in bees with huge stingers.
Hey, you know what? Who's the biggest hot dog fan in the world?
Josh.
Me? Josh Soroka.
Yeah.
You got to go to Europe, Josh. Do it again. IKEA has quietly debuted a hot dog overseas in the United Arab Emirates that's nearly 2 feet long.
God, how long does it take to put together?
It's pretty thick, too. It's called...
pretty thick too.
It's called the half meter dog.
Hey monkey boy, this hot dog is pretty thick too.
If you enjoy a hot dog, how would you like to have a half meter hot dog? It's 20 inches long. They're selling it for about $5.17 in US dollars. It comes with a bun.
That bun is too short.
But unfortunately, the bun is about half the size, so the hot dog sticks out on both sides by a lot,
as our president would say.
You can add cheese, pickles, fried onions, jalapenos, but it costs extra. It looks ridiculous enough that it's trending online, especially because you'd basically need to dip the ends in a condiment because pouring it, how about hot honey?
Hot honey would be great on it.
Hey, man, I'm going to dip my my meter-long hot dog and some hot honey. Anyway, unfortunately,
you need a bigger roll.
Look at that. Over half the hot dog sticks out on both ends. Where is my hot honey?
Unfortunately, they haven't said if this hot dog is coming to locations in the U.S. So Josh is just going
to have to travel to it.
Wait patiently.
Josh, when you get it, and I have no doubt that you will fly to Europe to get this hot dog.
If it comes to America.
How will you top it?
I just do ketchup and relish and mustard.
That's good, I think. Yeah, I would probably go.
What would you put on yours?
I would do mustard on the edges. you know, for the dipping, just mustard and hot dog. But once it gets to the bread part, I might go relish and mustard. And you have to taste the dog. I mean, like a kosher Hebrew national is garlic forward, so relish works really good with it.
So you put relish sometimes on yours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Costco dogs, I always get one prepared, as I said, and then I get one without any condiments. So you can taste the dog.
I do two. I have two ways, and I only promote the, you know, provide the condiments this way. Sorry about that. One effing margarita. One effing margarita, and I'm, you know, I'm trying to set up my joke, and I'm just going, let me rewind.
Okay. Josh, I want you to listen to this. This is important.
I provide my, you don't provide anything, you moron. You
what's the word?
Huh? Prepare. That's what I was searching for. That's the syntax that broke. Hi, everybody. You know, Rob. Yes. Oh, Rob.
Oh, Mike.
I prepare my hot dogs sweet and savory. That's the way I like to eat them.
How do you do that?
Well, the savory, I use just basically mustard and onions.
Yes. And for the sweet?
Captain Crunch with crunch berries. Thank you.
Hey, I thought it was worth it.
It was. I got a laugh out of him. That was worth setting it up again. I'm really, really happy. Finally today, a former employee broke into a Little Caesars in Kinston, North Carolina the other night and started selling pizzas. Kinston, if you're trying to find it on the map, roughly halfway between Raleigh and Wilmington. Cops say 41-year-old Jonathan Hackett got in after they closed for the night. He opened the place back up, started selling pies, and he pocketed the money. No word on how many pizzas he sold.
Pizza.
What he charged. He got caught when he tried it a second time Sunday, and he showed up too early. Employees were still in the back, and they got into a fight with him. They tried to stop him from breaking in, and it turned into an all-out brawl. His injuries were bad enough that the cops took him to hospital.
Hospital!
Then to jail. In his mugshot, you can see his eye is swollen shut. And, you know, it's just me, but I kind of think if you've got... you know, a Little Caesars that's open 24 hours, you probably have a lot of brawls at that particular location.
So. Yeah,
oh, I think he's a hero.
You do?
Yeah.
I would like
some late night Little Caesars.
Wouldn't that be great? You just roll in there.
I can't imagine, you know, I love pizza and even bad pizza is okay, but I can't think of a worse possible ingredient for pizza than North Carolina Little Caesars. Blah.
Mm,
thank you.
If you open it 24 hours, you probably have a guy just sitting outside going, yeah, well, you want to buy some hot honey?
That's him.
All right, we got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you about the Podcaster's Warehouse, voted by Mike Magazine as the greatest podcast warehouse in the nation. Here's a fact. A podcast is the fastest and most economical way to share your mission. It's also a great way to build trust and to show the human side of your brand. People love podcasts. That's what they tell me everywhere I go, because they can relate to the story that you're telling. Every business has a story, so who's telling yours? At the Podcaster's Warehouse, they handle everything. Gear, recording, editing, publishing, promotion. Done. No tech headaches, no wasted time. You just show up. The warehouse amplifies your voice. And you should know that podcasts drive results, stronger connections, real leads, loyal clients. Whether it's an in-house podcast, a tool to promote your business, or just you talking about the things that are important to you. Hi, everybody. Every show is custom built for your needs with studio quality audio and video, plus social clips, thumbnails, and transcripts. The warehouse handles it all. Your voice, our warehouse. It's not a platform. It's your production team. And it's a team that will personally care about your product. Let them build your podcast. Go to thepodcasterswarehouse.com to set up a free call, because your story is too good not to tell. And there they are, two of the main dudes at the Podcaster's Warehouse.
We just started a podcast this week about overlong hot dogs. That's great. You really got to check it out.
IKEA and you.
That's right.
A love story.
And it's about two gay skaters, two gay hockey players that go into IKEA for hot dogs. It's a great story.
You can eat our suits.
I wish we had one here. You know, we don't have one on this side of the state.
We're getting one. Mike, do you remember where the Dulles Expo Center was?
I do.
Right at the intersection
That's
of 50
good
and 20.
Smoke.
They're going to turn it into an IKEA.
The whole place?
Yes.
Wow. That's good location for it.
It's great, and they're going to kill it. and it's going to make traffic really great in that area.
Well, it's already fantastic.
It is. Well, it's voted by Mike Magazine as the best traffic in the world.
Look, I've done it 1,000 times since I moved down here. I got to just quickly say this before we move on and we get to gross habits, but I want to tell you this, that I really, I'm trying not to lose it. I'm trying not to lose it.
Don't lose it, Mike. Don't lose it.
There was a Lincoln, and I think it, the name of the car, it's not a Navigator. I think it was a geriatric Raider, and it was driving out of my community at 4. I clocked it. You know, I got the digital readout, 4 sure. miles per hour.
Oh.
If you're driving that car and you're going that slow, you're going to kill somebody if you're going that slow and you get out on a main drag. It's just, they're all here now. They're all here. It's crazy, really.
For the winter, yeah.
But, you know.
Did that Navigator, did it have Indiana plates?
Michigan.
Okay. Well, you know what?
They go back and forth.
I think it's a partial credit.
Mm-hmm. Gross habits.
Yes.
You know, you've been chomping on your own snot. No, you've been chomping at this, trying to get it on the show for a while now, and I'm curious.
Yeah,
I'm
love it.
Curious.
This was on Reddit, and this is under the heading. I forget exactly how it was worded, but essentially, gross things that people all do but won't admit to. And
eating
I think
in the grocery store.
I admit to it.
There it
proudly,
is.
Proudly. Mm-hmm. And again, not a grocery store, just Costco, because it's an investment if you buy Costco grapes. It's a lot of them. And I don't want gooey grapes. But I think that we are honest enough with our audience that if we do these gross things, we would admit to it. Don't you think?
Well, I'll find out when you give the list. I might not cop to everything.
Okay. These are in no particular order.
These are habits.
Habits. Yeah. Things that, you know, people are, I'll agree they're all disgusting. But do you do them, Mike?
Okay.
And Josh, do you ever, I do this, smell your armpits to see if you stink?
Oh, multiple times over the years, yes.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's a habit, it's just.
How you
Cramo!
Doing, Mike?
Get Cramo back on the air.
All right, number two, this I'd never heard of, so I don't do this. Licking your wrist and then smelling it to see if your breath stinks. You've done
never
it?
Never heard of that.
I've done it. Yeah, I've done
you,
that.
How did you know about it? I didn't know that the spit went into breath.
No.
The champs. The sniff test on clothes. Taking a shirt or a pair of pants. I 100% do this.
Absolutely.
To see if they're clean enough for another wear.
Sure. 100%. Yeah. Where do you sniff the pants?
Oh, I have to check for pee.
You do? Okay.
I'm kidding. You smell the crotch. That's where
that's
you have to
what
smell.
I smell. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you do that, Josh? You're being very coy and quiet now.
No, I think I've said yes to all these except the weird licking.
The licking the arm,
I'll do it again.
And this is obvious. Smelling your own farts. Always.
Well, impossible not to, really.
Yeah, I don't think, again, that's not a habit.
But
yeah.
Hold on. Do you make an effort to, though? Which means, like, if
not
you're in
always.
Bed, do you do a, you know,
I've
a cover
done that,
flip?
Yeah. I had a tremendous fart at the grocery store the other day that actually...
Oh, that right there. You're picking grapes and you're farting
no,
in the
Mike,
middle of
it
the
wasn't
grocery
the,
store?
It wasn't the grocery store where I do grapes. This was the frozen food section at Wegmans. Not Wegmans, I'm sorry, Walmart. Forgive me.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And I had to, you know, it happened while I was walking. And I knew it was going to eventually make a noise, so I started clearing my throat.
Check. carpet bomb to the frozen food section. Can we get a carpet bomb to the frozen food section, please?
Mike, this is one category, but let's split it into two. I'm really bad about this, and I do it all the time. Picking scabs.
Yeah, I have. I don't do it a lot, but I don't have a lot of scabs. So, you know, I've got...
Not anymore.
No, just sores.
Just open weeping sores.
No, I bruise. I bruise.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
I guess
what I've done, you can't see it, but my thumb, because of the golf and outside the cold weather, has gotten really dry. And I take it's kind of like a emery board on steroids, and
and you
file
it
off, and I put hand lotion on there.
Now, do you smell
and then I furiously masturbate?
Do you smell the leavings from the emery board?
No, gross.
Okay.
Do you? Okay. Would you?
I never had the opportunity to. I don't do anything that would dry my thumb out. I stay inside. Josh, do you pick scabs?
No.
Okay.
I also can't remember the last time I had a scab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, maybe good luck this weekend. This is This is one that doesn't apply to me much anymore, but yes, absolutely. Popping zits.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Yeah. I don't do it. Obviously, I'm an older man, so I don't do it like I used to, but every now and then. Nothing more satisfying, really. I'm not somebody that really regularly takes in the pimple popper videos, but I've certainly looked at them a few times.
I don't look in on that at all. I don't like other people doing it.
Hold on.
But I think it's also, I think it's key to having them to heal. You got to get that goo out, right?
Well, I mean, I suppose. It not always. It'll just dry up at a certain point.
Who has the time for that? Mike, who has time to soak?
Who has the time to soak? All right. Okay. Oh, boy, that's nice. Thank you. All right.
What's that?
Derm glow. I just sometimes, thanks. Thanks.
That's a good outfit.
Appreciate it.
Mike, right. have you ever wiped a runny nose on your clothing, like your socks?
Guilty.
Then when you don't have access to a
tissue?
Well,
I've done it on my sleeve.
Yeah, okay, so that
when
counts.
When I was a small child, I would do it on my sleeve. Yes.
Or sneezing inside or the collar of your shirt, like covering your nose with your shirt.
I sneeze regularly in my elbow, like we were taught to during COVID. Jedi 585, thank you for the super chat. Love TMOS, that's very nice. $20 super chat from Jedi. We appreciate that. Much appreciated. By the way, every day we shoot for at least 3 or 4 super chats. If we get 10, we all take our shirts off simultaneously. If we get 10
and
super chats.
And we pick our scabs.
And we pick our scabs.
Mike.
Our nipple scabs.
This is split down the middle, gender-wise. Do you smell your boob sweat or, for guys, stuff lower down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I absolutely. Do more than anything.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, I do that all the time.
And are you talking about my crotch or boob for you?
Crotch.
I'm boob.
Yeah.
That's Hi, Mike. I'm boob.
That's it. Don't mess with that. When you get a good one, you just move on. That's just solid. That's solid comedy right there.
Not showering every day. Specifically
said,
on days you're
sexy
working.
Very show today. Very
yeah,
sexy
baby.
Show. What's the last one I interrupted you?
Not showering every day, specifically on days that you go to work.
I'll skip days.
You mean specifically not showering when you go to work?
Well, just occasionally skipping a shower when you're on your
all
in the morning.
Time.
Yeah,
all
me
the
too.
Time.
But also, it helps that we're not around each other.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, but also that's going to change for me because I'm growing my hair out. But with Rob with no hair, he didn't have to shower. How many? What's the longest you've gone during a show week without showering? Tell the truth.
Probably 3 or 4 days. And you know what determines it is if I need to shave.
Okay.
If my face starts looking craggy,
don't
I will
you have
shave.
To shave every 24 hours though?
No, I can go probably 2 days without being noticed.
Oh, you go stubble, non stubble, no stubble.
Yeah, that way.
Okay.
All right. Do you ever eat over the sink like a raccoon when you don't want to wash a plate? I do this always.
I did
always.
It yesterday.
Yeah.
That one I might not do. I don't
my
care
father,
if it falls on my chest.
My father was famous about it. He used to come home for lunch, and he would make a sandwich, and he would stand so far away from the counter because he didn't want to get food on him, and then he'd eat over the sink. And it's like, no muss, no fuss.
Okay. I might try, though. It's like almost like a suggestion box. I like this.
All
this
right. What about the five-second rule? If something's on the ground less than
100%.
5 seconds, you'd, yeah, I've
100%.
Done it.
If I'm really enjoying it.
Give me 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about grapes?
Grapes
on the floor at Costco.
If that guy at Walmart had not reached down and grabbed a handful, I wouldn't be as grossed out as at your grape story. But I was so pissed at the guy. I was really not to the point of, it's do you want to die on that hill? Do you want to have an altercation in a store? Didn't want to have that fight.
Sure.
But it was still very, very noticeable. And the way he did it was so slimy and sleazy.
I went back, Mike. I've done a little work in the produce section of grocery stores because I was a grocery guy for a while. And if I saw someone do it, I wouldn't care. I really wouldn't. So I don't know. Maybe it's
when
me.
You were a grocer working in the produce section, would you also test the grapes?
No.
He never bought lunch dinner. He was he ate all his meals in the back lot of the grocery store in the back room.
I would, and what I would do is I would sneak a lobster back there from the tank.
You know what and his then, favorite food was that he ate all the time back there?
What's that?
Sunflower seeds!
That's actually good for this next one, Mike. Have you ever picked something out of your teeth and eat it again?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Has to be something probably. Pretty good, though.
Oh, what else are you supposed to do with it sometimes?
Well, could throw it away.
I don't eat it for the purpose of pleasure, though. You made it sound like you eat it for the purpose of pleasure. Yes. I eat it just to get rid of it.
Oh, no. Sometimes
it's,
like
it's the alternative to. Oh, we got another one. Linda Gowan. Oh, you you horny lady there. She wants us to take our shirt off. Triple dog dare. That's what she's saying. Hey, Linda. All right. All we need is 8 more super chats before we get out of here. We'll see what happens. Very, very exciting.
But I'd say the most common thing that you have to pick out of your teeth for me would be corn if you're having corn on the cob.
Okay.
Don't you think?
All right. You kicked it into like, yeah.
Well, I mean, what gets stuck in your teeth?
Usually some sort of protein gets stuck in my teeth.
Like pulled pork?
Any kind of steak or meat or something like that.
David Letterman used to get dates caught in his teeth.
Well, look at that. Look at that gap. You get a Chevy caught in there.
And I've been on a Cheeto kick lately, so this applies to me. Licking chip dust off your fingers.
Sure. I not only have done it, I have done it to the point of complete and total cleanliness.
That's pretty good because Cheeto dust, I mean, the problem is if you lick the Cheeto, and I call it Cheetle, if you lick the Cheetle off your fingers, you're going to make your fingers wet. So the next time you grab a Cheeto, the problem is just going to get worse.
Don't make no mistake. The task should be started after you finish eating the Cheetos.
Okay, I didn't have that qualifier.
Wait till it cakes on, and then it's like really having another Cheeto. It's great. Yeah.
Have you licked someone else's fingers?
Well, not necessarily because of Cheetos. I probably have done that with Carla.
Yeah, but was it orange? Even if it wasn't Cheetos. I don't even know what that means.
You know, it's a difficult time. It's a brutal layoff. We're letting you go through that right now.
You know what's great? Dogs are great for getting Cheeto dust off your fingers.
Yes.
They show no mercy.
And they love cheese.
Dogs love cheese.
They love cheese.
Do you lick your ice cream lid?
Yes. If it's if it appeals to me, if it's a really something that it has to be the consistency, it has to look appealing. And it has to be an ice cream flavor that I really love a lot. But I don't do it routinely, but I've done it. Absolutely.
Now, but Josh, do you lick the ice cream lid?
I do not.
Oh, no, I do it, but there's never an empty. It's always an empty. Okay. It's usually from a pint.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's a pint, I'll do it. If it is something bigger, because as you know, I keep vanilla ice cream just as a base ingredient in my home.
5 gallons, right?
2 gallons, Mike. Be nice. If it's that, when I open it, I'll scrape the lid with the spoon. I will,
ladies
but
and
I won't.
Gentlemen, I ask you to pause now and just picture in your mind what 2 gallons of ice cream looks like in a refrigerator.
It's 2 containers, and you put it in the freezer, Mike.
In the freezer.
Otherwise, it gets too runny.
It would not fit in my freezer.
All right, let's wrap this up, Rob.
I hold on my hand the last gross topic.
The last gross topic. Take it away.
Do you ever blow your nose into your dirty laundry, like a T-shirt, because you don't have a Kleenex handy?
I've blown my nose over the course of my lifetime into a variety of cloth products.
I will oftentimes do it as I'm taking off a T-shirt before I throw it into the hamper or soiled clothes, as my grandmother used to say. If you've got it there, you might as well blow your nose into it.
But you know what? The only time I've ever blown my nose inappropriately and gotten called on it was at my sister's house, and I was embarrassed, but it was not clothing.
Oh, what was it?
My sister's cat. There you go. Thank you.
Closes this bit, Mike.
And scene.
I do want to. This is exciting. I just got my. Does anyone want to guess what my seat assignment was for my ultra economy United flight today?
38D.
Mike, I actually got an exit row, 20E.
20E.
That'll be in the middle, but at least it's an exit row.
Okay. So, enjoy. Are you going to be on the window or the flight aisle?
Well, no, it's going to be in the middle.
On the aisle?
No, in the middle. It's a middle seat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry.
Jeez, I'm sorry for the people on either side of you. Hey, everybody, dermglowskin.com. Because this month on TMOS, everybody, it's all about feeling better, having more energy, and getting back to feeling like yourself. We talk a lot about telehealth and doctor-prescribed GLP-1s because they support weight management, they reduce cravings, helping with portion control, and taking some of the mental battle out of food. It all starts with a simple online medical assessment. It's easy and discreet. Now let me switch gears for a second. Just in time for Valentine's Day, there's something new at DermGlow Skin. It's called Elate spray.
Elate?
Elate. E-L-A-T-E.
Oh. I'm liking that.
This. Our, you know, would our spokesmodel like to give a thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay. Come. No, you know, that's not where the camera is anymore. It's here. Elate spray.
That's a big thumb. That wasn't a mic thumb because it wasn't
Wait,
dry.
Hold on. What? It's for men and women, she wanted me to tell you. It is a doctor-prescribed nasal spray designed to support desire, circulation, emotional connection, personalized care. It's delivered straight to your door, and here's the fun part. Right now, every Elate spray order includes...
Yes?
A free rose-style personal massager. No code needed. Available through February 14th while supplies last. Goes great with hot honey. And yes.
And boob sweat.
There are payment plans available. Klarna is a favorite, and HSA and FSA are accepted. So if February is your month to focus on health, confidence, and feeling good, again, head to DermGlowSkin.com, click on the weight management and peptides button, and get started with a simple online assessment. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And we've got time for a very, very brief segment here. Measles or Cracker Barrel? You pick the topic, Rob Spielberg.
Okay, well, I can do them both very briefly. First of all, measles. Okay. 5 cases this year in the state of Virginia. Measles was effectively eliminated.
This is after the Nipah virus in India.
We're in danger of losing the fact that we are a measles-free state. I mean, think about that. That sets us back 60 years.
When does the number get to the point where they say we are free of immunity, where we're no longer... immune? How many? Oh,
I don't have the statistic.
30%.
30%.
But it does say the United States, the entire country, is on the verge of losing its measles elimination status.
Yeah.
This kills people, and it's careless, and it's stupid.
Way
and
to
it's
go,
lazy.
Kennedy.
The world's one. He's the most of that. He's right. The worst Kennedy. Also, Cracker Barrel, I know they've had quite a good year. In the past 12 months when they eliminated their old man character and they brought him back. I think his name was Buzz. And everyone was happy at Cracker Barrel. But, Mike, a memo leaked from Cracker Barrel. And I just noticed today that Cracker Barrel store has the initial CBS. And this is a CBS-styled memo. They're encouraging all business travel to be postponed. But if you must travel in the first quarter of this year, all employees are required to eat at Cracker Barrel on their business trips.
Oh my God.
And that's they're not covering so alcohol anymore.
Wow.
But isn't that exactly
so
how CBS
would do
it?
You're an executive and you're scoping out, you're like the chief stud in charge of
exactly.
Cracker Barrel for picking
Johnny
locations.
Cracker. Yeah.
And you roll into Sioux City and they got a top shelf hotel and restaurant you want to go to. Nope, you got to go to the Cracker Barrel.
You have to because that's what they say.
Yeah. I like this policy.
Of course you do.
It's just like the guy who runs Uber should be riding in Ubers so they can see what it's like on the customer experience.
I think that's a false equivalency because let's say it's not uncommon for a business trip to be 5 days. I would say that's a pretty good length for a business trip. Could you imagine 5 days straight? 3 meals a day at Cracker Barrel.
Well, Phil, I loved my business trip, especially the food.
That is a lie.
Well, that's why this is the only podcast Mike's allowed to listen to over and over and over again.
That's right. No, when he goes on travel.
No,
trips,
I look
yes.
in. The way I consume podcasts is clips. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people get that from our show as well, especially the video portions. The most recent one, I did a deep dive into Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, the Two Bears, One Cave podcast. And it was the one where Segura discovers that Kreischer is drinking Kool-Aid out of a half-gallon jug. And it is so goddamn funny. It really, really is. Those two guys together are funny.
His show on Netflix, Free Bert. Is worth a little bit of investment.
In your opinion,
very, very, very little. Borderline unwatchable.
It is. They're only 20 minutes long, and it's like 6 episodes. There's not much to it.
It was tough with the whole thing.
Bert Kreischer, no matter where he goes, he's required to watch Netflix. Yeah. Did you know this?
Is he really? Okay,
yeah, yeah, no, I just made it.
All right, we got to get out of here, and you've got some video. We have
yeah,
well,
I've got a couple quick
time.
Tapes, couple quick tapes.
Before we do that, the best way to have a great day is to eat well, and you can do that every day by eating Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. Handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more. They have an unmatched variety of high quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality, variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details.
Aha.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Continuous hits.
Continuous hits. Q107.
I love that melody. Mike, do you ever watch the show about my amazing habits or my peculiar habits or whatever it is on the Learning Channel, where
is
people
that where
do crazy
gross
things?
Habits,
No. Not at all. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. This is an episode that will air this week.
Mattress top. So, like, throw it over your mattress. It helps you sleep comfortable, I guess. But for me, I eat it.
Josh's
this will
eyes.
Be gone in probably.
What's that?
Eat Josh's
eyes.
Let me
switch
eyes.
To the other.
Okay. What's so great about this, Mike, is not only the fact that he's eating his mattress cover, he has the time to keep a really hip hairdo.
It's a mattress top, so like, throw it over your mattress. It helps you sleep comfortable, I guess. But for me, I eat it. This will be gone in probably, I don't know, a week.
I can't tell if he's kid or play. I don't know what he.
I would say in my lifetime, I've probably eaten at least a couch and a half to two couches. Of cushion.
The password is microplastic.
No go. No more. Can't use that.
Yeah. Heavy chemicals.
So if I do these little chunks, they're like little bite size, little snack size. I know that it's not healthy. I've already had some health problems because of it. It caused a blockage in my lower intestine.
You think?
To where the doctors almost had to go in and cut the part out where the sponge was blocked.
Called a Mike, section.
And that doesn't stop you.
And ladies, he's single.
Wow, that is something else. Man, mental disorder, right?
Yeah. Have you ever done something
no, Mike,
stupid?
He's normal.
No, he's Mike, have you ever done something to impress a girl that you regret after the fact?
No, because they always marry me.
Okay. Well, take a lesson. Don't do this. Okay.
Man was put in cuffs after he was caught doing donuts in a church parking lot, all to impress the girl he was with.
The man's Corvette tires were screeching at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness on Gulf Coast Stream or Gulf Coast Boulevard in Inglewood.
My
Gulf
guy.
Coast News reporter Edward Franco showing us.
Edward
the donuts
Franco's my
weren't
guy.
His only problem.
You'll see.
These tire marks show how fast and unpredictable it
oh,
was.
Oh, shut up.
Deputies say
shut
the driver
you're
dangerously
a local
spun
fast
his car
and
around here. And using our car parked here for scale, you can see how little room there was for error in this parking lot right next to people's homes.
They went round
homes.
And round and round. And at one
it's
point, the
donut.
Blue smoke was so dense you couldn't see the black car.
A gray Corvette was taken
was
for a joyride
out.
In Englewood on Saturday night.
It sounded like a car that was completely hot rotted out. No
yes.
Mufflers.
That's
very,
tech
very
talk,
loud.
Mike.
The engine's loud revving caught the attention of a Charlotte County deputy who followed the driver racing south on Winchester Boulevard
did
by
he, Melania?
South McCall Road.
Sound effects.
Investigators say the car sped through several neighborhoods before doing donuts in the parking lot of Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses.
The best.
Here comes the sheriff. You know, and the smoke is still
dumbest story I've ever heard. I'm embarrassed it comes from my town. I really am. That's right. Yeah, donuts. I'm sorry. Not like it hasn't been done before, okay? Come on, give me a break.
Yeah, but my Mormons are anti-donut. And yes, you mustn't do it there. You mustn't.
The houses were in the area.
Like, as Michael Jackson once said, this you must not do.
Weird. Weird, weird, okay. Weird.
Let's close with this. You think you had a bad day. This lady had a bad day. But I think she has a lot of bad days because I think she's really stupid.
Okay, a woman in Western Pennsylvania found herself in a bizarre situation. She captured the moments when she got locked in a car wash.
I'm pushing the emergency button. Door is not opening. I don't know. I cannot get out.
Out?
Still got soap on my car. Like, nothing's turning on. This
freaking car. I know what happened.
Damage if you try to back up. Felicia Sullivan filmed this.
What happened?
Okay, here's what she did.
Yeah.
She went to the back and didn't see that the front garage door was pulled down, meaning that the place was closed.
Probably.
I guarantee you that's what happened. When they're done, they didn't close the back garage, and she came in, yeah, in at an angle where she just saw the back of it. That's I exactly love the, what happened.
But,
and there was no attendant to
let her in. Also.
What's that?
But both sides were closed because she couldn't get out.
It probably closed after.
Go run it again. Run it again because okay. I think the back was open.
The hens actually say you can't back up. Let's see.
Oh, the
door's not opening.
No, both doors are closed. Both doors are closed.
Does that mean that she got in the thing and they locked up? Is that what
happened? I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I cannot get out.
Out.
Still got soap on my floor. On my car horn. Nothing's turning on.
My favorite line is coming up.
Damage if you try to back up. Felicia Sullivan filmed this frantic moment as she was trying to figure a way out of this automatic car wash in Waynesboro last month. She pressed every button, banged on the
door. Aren't we horrible that we laugh?
Yes, we are.
She's like, press the button again.
You can hear the fear in her voice, understandably. Sullivan eventually called
police. Josh, that reminds me of that movie we saw.
45 minutes later.
Let me out.
The owner gave her a lot of gift cards.
I will.
As an apology, and she says she's not actually upset at him at all.
Ooh, that's
glad she got up.
Scary.
It is scary, but also
great punctuation, scary. Local news person.
I like that she took the time, the dummy, Felicia, took the time to set up a shot of her trying to open a door that involved balancing her phone on something, but waited 45 minutes to call the police.
I just used fake news. That was like totally staged.
That is fake news.
We want you to come back over to the door and press that button again. Duh. Thank you.
Yeah. And Hi Procam says that was at El Car Wash is where that happened.
El Car Wash. Don't you dare. Don't you dare besmirch my beautiful car wash. Rob, really good luck on this this weekend. And
thanks, buddy. I will check in. I'll check in with you guys over the weekend. I love you both. Thank you.
We will reconvene on Monday, see what's going on, and have a great weekend. Be good to each other, everybody. Have a fantastic time, and enjoy, I'll say it, everybody has to, the big game. I don't think I was really proud of the way we ignored all the big game stories this week. Very, very proud of that. You know, go Seahawks. We'll see you Monday for Josh Rogan and Rob Spiewak. Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Going back to Miami.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
The rent stays like a buffalo.
Stripping down butt naked, bending over, all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.